Their attempt failed. In April 1908, the police discovered a secret bomb manufacturing factory in the Maniktala area of Calcutta. This led to the sensational arrest of some hardcore revolutionaries like Aurobindo Ghosh and his brother Barindranath Ghosh. Like Bengal, similar secret societies were formed in Bihar, Orissa, Punjab, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Madras. The Abhinava Bharat in Maharashtra, also known as Young India Society, was formed in 1904. Revolutionary ideals were spread through them, especially through the youth of Maharashtra. They were taught sword and lathi playing, riding, swimming, mountain climbing. One member of Abhinava Bharat, P.N. Bapat, was sent to Paris to learn the art of bomb making from the Russian revolutionaries. Abhinava Bharat had close contact with other secret societies of Western and Central India. Now, the growth of revolutionary activities, though it disturbed the British authority in India, could not challenge the authority as a whole. The movement could not mobilize the masses as it was a secret one. Moreover, the movement had no base among the people. The moderates had never supported the movement for its violent method of activities. Whatever may be the cause, still, this movement was able to create patriotic fervor in the minds of the people. And Khudiram Bose's sacrifice of life for the country became a theme of folk songs of Bengal. So we see that the Swadeshi movement was the source of the growth of nationalism. And this, when suppressed, led to the growth of revolutionary nationalism.